Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been getting some more phone calls. Yeah, I'm getting a crap load from New York when you call. Someone's using my number and they're calling me. They're not saying that they're getting like, I'm like multiple. I was like, yeah, someone used my number. But I want to get into so much, you know, because of course, you know, this it's funny how, remember when Bush was president and how he was his little tycoon buddies and the gas price and all this, and then he got down to Brazil and inflation concerns, like, be a smart shopper and get coupons. Don't worry, folks. Gas is going to get to $70 a gallon so that they can make sure that you don't want to use gas and go to toxic lithium batteries. But it's okay. Don't worry, folks. Inflation is great. It means the economy's doing wonderful. Honestly, I don't know why the infrastructure bill was as low as it was. It should have been about, like, $500 trillion. They should just, like, give everyone a printer at home to make their own currency. And while they're, well, I'm going to print off money, I'll be just taking whatever I want from the store, because by the time you got to the store with the money, it'd be worthless. But don't worry, folks, it's okay. I'm going to get into that. The Kyle Rittenhouse case, you got a two-way street. You got people that don't know anything, that, like, if he's not found guilty, Kyle Rittenhouse, man, then, you know, they're going to riot, burn buildings, you know, destroy everything in the world. But if you know the facts, you know that he used self-defense. Because as the prosecution's star witness said, well, he pulled his gun and Kyle Rittenhouse was defending himself. Pardon me. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. The FBI can't even keep its own system safe, you know, as there's an ongoing investigation into fake email sent from an official FBI account. So they hacked into an FBI account and they were taking and sending fake emails out of 100,000 plus. Oh, don't worry, folks. It's okay. Trust the government. I mean, they can't even... Yeah. It's amazing how many people just instantly jumped to the vaccine. But they don't... I guess they forgot all those commercials. Do you take Residenazine? You might be entitled to billions of dollars. The FDA-approved and government-approved medication has been taken off the market due to the fact that you can die and get cancer and all kinds of other problems. Did you have cancer, massive bleeding, or die? You could get major compensation. Oh, but now this vaccine's FDA approved and stuff. They're like, it's safe. The FDA said it is. Did you smoke cigarettes? They're FDA approved. So they have to be safe. I don't know if you saw that Astroworld concert, Travis Scott's. A 9-year-old that was on life support has died. Yeah. And I hope that Travis Scott, he is looking at murder one charges for this. I hope he is held responsible for this. I got so much I want to get into, folks, but never forget Ecclesiastes 10:2. A wise man's heart turns him towards the right, which is the way of blessing. But a fool's heart turns him towards the left, which is the way of condemnation. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and thank you so much for tuning in. Double. heart of a wise man turns him towards the right, but the heart of a fool turns him to the left. One is the way of blessing, one is the way of condemnation. Gee. But don't worry, folks. Just get coupons. It's okay. You know, when just be a smart shopper. Okay, folks, what are we having for Thanksgiving? Let's see what the store even has first. Let's be grateful if the store has anything. Let's go to the store. Let's see what they have here. They got cream corn and white snow peg corn. No, son, that's all they have. You got to be thankful for what Biden gave us, okay, because, you know, he's the one that gives all. It's Jesus and God that God gives us everything. God gives us our God-given rights. Folks, inflation's great, isn't it? It means, see, gas prices are so high because people are going and doing. No, it's because we were energy independent, and now Biden's like, oh, we can't do that. Biden's going back to the old Obama administration policy of, we can't do that. You can't build that. We didn't make that. We can't have that. We can't produce anything here. We have to get it from China. It's like one of my mom's friends, like a long time ago, you can make bread at home. I mean, but I'm like, she has to be a liberal. You can make bread at home. I can't, I didn't know you could. It's okay, but it's okay because just be a smart shopper, get coupons. Yeah, here's your 25 cents off of $4 item. Well, first of all, you're going to have to be a super smart shopper because you're going to have to find a coupon that matches an item they even have in the store, because I guarantee you 99% of the coupons you have suck anyways now because of those couponer shows. And that's if you can even find anything in the store. Our shows are starting to get barer and barer and barer. And the only things that aren't being taken are things that are so dang expensive. But it's okay. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Just be a smart shopper. Yeah, the coupons suck so bad now because of those super couponers that would sit there. Janice went to a grocery store and spent over $4,000 and walked out of the store with $20 in her hand. Remember those A&E super couponers? Now you look at the coupons. Limit one per person, per transaction, per day. They're like so restrictive. Like, you save 50 cents when you buy 5 boxes of cereal. I mean, I went to Party City one time because I'm going to do stuff for my wife's birthday. They don't have coupons. The coupons are like, if you're going to spend like 60 bucks, you save like $5. I'm like, why don't you just say, hey, anything over 60 bucks, you pay $55. You know, you save like $5 or something on whatever. It was like ridiculous. I'm like, I'm not wanting to spend but like $5 or $10. I just want to have like a 20% off coupon. But don't worry, folks. Just be a smart shopper. That's all you got to do, man. Don't worry. Maybe if people weren't driving so much, the gas price wouldn't be so high. I guess we had a great economy under Bush because gas price was so high, everyone was going and doing. Don't worry, folks. You know, it's nice to see, like, the Florida Surgeon General, Latipo, strikes back against Rachel Maddow's smear for factually incorrect statements. He's like, I'm not taking this. It's nice to see some of these, like Candace Owens and stuff, stand up and say, hey, you're gonna say this is fake on Facebook, I'm suing you, but people are standing up, and this is great. It's the Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo is striking back after MSNBC's host Rachel Maddow made a series of fake claims during Monday's segment of the Rachel Maddow Show, squarely targeting the doctor who has risen to spotlight for speaking out against coronavirus mandates and the less memeing of critics of their narrative. Because basically, a lot of these places that are just saying, screw this stuff, screw the mask and everything, we're going back to normal, they're having less and fewer cases. It's not, well, I can tell you, the majority, I'm sure the problem you have here, folks, is this situation, and it's a grave situation, because I truly believe, and this is just what I believe, I'm not, this is something a long-time listener of the program will know this. I will tell you when it's my fact and when it's my opinion. If I say this is a fact, I've got factual scientific proof data to back it up. And there is a lot of factual data and scientific to prove, to back it up, that a lot of places that have kind of gone like with no mask and stuff, they're having fewer incidences for the most part, a good 75%. You're still going to have some areas. But I truly believe, and this is my opinion, that, and there's some data to prove, to back my opinion up, that we were starting to go downhill, like in terms of COVID was starting to go down until they pushed this vaccine. And once they got this quote vaccine, we started to see spikes again. And I think there were people that weren't vaccinated, okay, they got COVID, and then they spread it, because I think it's easily spread between people that are vaccinated, because I believe it affects their immune system. I really do. That is my opinion, but when you have people that die from COVID-19 who are vaccinated and people who are getting it, I don't know how a company or anyone can claim, well, to make people safer, you need to get the vaccine. Now, what do you mean safer? Okay, so and this is what I recommend. If a company tries to get you to vaccinate, say, so if I'm vaccinated, once I'm vaccinated and I get COVID, when I get COVID as a fully vaccinated person, my question is this. I'm fully vaccinated and I get COVID. What do I still have to quarantine when I get COVID for 14 days? Do I still have to do this and this and this? Because I will get COVID if I'm fully vaccinated. I can and more than likely will. What is your... Because if you're going to tell me that everything I would have to do if I'm unvaccinated, I'm doing if I'm vaccinated, then what's the point? If I get COVID when I'm vaccinated, if I don't have to quarantine or stay home or do anything, then what's the point? Oh, well, I mean, of course you'd have to, because you can be hospitalized. People have been. But you got people like Rachel Maddow that just think they know everything, and, you know, and they try to smear, and we don't know enough about, see, you ever, not many people know this, but vaccinations and pills and a lot of that stuff, they're animal tests, and they go through tons and tons of testing before they even tried on humans. Then they go through clinical human trials. You guys that are getting the vaccine are basically the human clinical, no, you're the animal clinical trial, because the animals haven't had this, they haven't tested this on coronavirus in animals and stuff like they do 99% of every other prescription. You guys are a part of the world's largest science experiment. I'm not going to tip. I'm not partaking. Oh, my buddy from Columbia, Nicholas. Oh, I love him. He's great. We disagree on some things, but I would do anything for that guy. I mean, he's, you know, and that's the thing. you can disagree and have friendships. I would go out of my way for, he's just an amazing dude, man. He's just amazing, you know, and that's how it is. I mean, you're not always, I hate when people like, because I went to Stop the Steal rallies and I stood up for what I believed in. I lost friends. Well, like one of my buddies goes, he goes, well, were they really your friend if they can't accept you for who you are? I'm like, no. But, you know, I mean, the problem we have in this country goes back to, like with Rachel Maddow, what I've been talking about. Okay. They just think they can say whatever they want to. And, like, you look at Twitter and Project Veritas. There's so many double standards because Twitter is allowing the posting of New York Times article based on materials leaked by the federal investigators about Project Veritas investigating journalism. But this flies in the face of treatment of the New York Post, who blockbuster articles on Hunter Biden's laptop, which Twitter censored because it contained it was basically gotten without authorization. Like Project Veritas, their stuff is putting on Twitter. Did they get like authorization or anything? No. Oh, but when it's Hunter Biden's laptop, you didn't get authorization or whatever. You know, it's all the double standards. It's rules for me, not for thee. If you're a liberal, they'll expose whatever they want to if it's going to help their cause and hurt a conservative. But if it's a conservative with information that's going to hurt Democrats, oh, no, censored, no. But that's the problem we live in. We have so many people in this country that are they're just dumb. Coward or House, he's guilty. They need to hang. I mean, like I was listening to a Glenn Beck thing today. And there's so many trolls on there. Kyle Rittenhouse needs to go to jail. He is guilty. And a ton of people just comment, have you not seen the trial at all? Do you not know anything that's gone on so far, buddy? Kyle Rittenhouse has basically, the prosecution star witness basically came out and said, guess what? Yeah, well, the guy pulled his gun out, and when he pulled his gun on Kyle, you know, Kyle only pulled his gun out when this guy threatened him. Basically, the prosecution star witness basically admitted that Kyle Rittenhouse guess what? Use self-defense. Oh, it's hilarious. It is. It's hilarious. And, you know, but they still try to, they don't know anything, so these people try to bash everything, like, not today, Satan, not today. They try to bash Kyle, and I think that's what's going to be problematic with this Kyle Rittenhouse case, is it's going to be, there are people that he needs to be found guilty and put in the electric chair and put to death no matter what they don't know the facts, they don't care. If it was a black, I wonder how many black-on-black deaths happened during those riots that no one cares about. I mean, because you look at what Kyle Rittenhouse did and everything, and he wants all the video, He just didn't shoot up people. He was threatened and he took evasive action. And we were talking about this in Bible study, and I'm going to bring this up because there's a difference between killing and murder. If I'm going to murder someone, to me, that means that, okay, I plan on taking someone and murdering them and doing whatever I have to make sure they die. It's premeditated. I am planning on doing this, where if I'm going down the road and I hit a patch of ice and my car slips and slides and I slam into someone and I kill a kid, I just said it, I killed a kid. I'm not going out of my way to try to kill a kid. It was involuntary. I did not have any control over it. I was not. And you're both ending a human life. But even the one where you kill the kid, you still have the weight of that on you. Thou shalt not murder. If you ask, because in the Bible, it talks about how. If something happens as an accident, it doesn't mean you're not going to cut in the house of stealing the weight of having to. I conceal and carry. I always have a gun. I pray to God. I never have to go and end the human life. And if I have to pull my gun out, I'm assuming that it is kill or be killed. This guy is trying to murder me or kill me, and I'm trying to stop it. And if there's any way I can end the situation without death, I want to. I want to be that MacGyver. How can I stop this incident? Because there are many convenience stores where people come in and they have a gun and they end the situation and they get the guy subdued to where he's handcuffed and he's not shot. I've seen, I'm just waiting for a guy with like a sawed-off shotgun and see the guy that's robbing the place like crap himself, you know. But he is feeling the weight of this, and it makes me sick that they're making fun of him. Because, of course, you know, he murdered someone. It was premeditated. He was there to kill a black man, and he's a white man, and he needs to go to prison because he murdered someone, that evil man. Oh, the guy pulling out a gun first and attempting to kill him, oh, that's okay, you know. It's just where we live in. And you're going to have a lot of people that, unless Kyle Rittenhouse is murdered, they better be prepared to lock down that city because there's going to be buildings. There are going to be buildings burned, riots. It's going to be like the likes you've never seen. Because here's another white person getting off, no matter what the evidence shows. Like, he had his hands up. You want to recount your story, ma'am? Because, all the forensic evidence does not support the statement that you had, that he had his hands up. Well, you know, everyone was saying that he has hands up, so we were just saying, well, everyone, we didn't see anything. You're getting arrested right now for contempt because you lied to officers. But that's what's going on. Kyle, there are people that want him hung that don't even know anything about the case, haven't watched a second of the footage. It's kind of neat. I know my wife kind of doesn't. That's why I do it when she, I love watching court cases like this where you actually see in action and see these prosecutors that are just like, okay, my goal is 100% to find him guilty no matter what. I have to, even if I have to come up with some crackerjack law degree. Minutes, Adam. Video or know anything. Their star witness, yep, he was in the right. He was justified. He was defending himself. But guess what, folks? Don't worry. It's okay. I think Ritterhouse will be found not guilty and acquitted, and it's going to be scary because people are going to riot because they can, because they're stupid. I'm going to get into this story. This is a Scottsdale United School District where parents are calling for the resignation of a Scottsdale, Arizona school district official who was alleged to have access to a dossier of private information and photos of parents and children in the district. A group of mothers allegedly found Scottsdale United School District's governing board president, Jan Michael Greenberg, had access to a Google Drive of personal information, documents, and photos about 47 people, including children, a report at the Arizona Free News said Wednesday. Though the SUSD apparently sent out an email Wednesday night to assure families their private and education information is safe, the district also laid blame on Mark Greenberg, the father of the governing board president, for the digital dossier site. And these are the same type of people that there's no critical race theory is great. You want to speak, you know, they want to, they just shut up and go along with whatever we tell you. This needs to stop. And a lot of it, and he was using this information, if you don't know, because there were some parents against critical race theory. It's everywhere, folks. Your kids are getting indoctrinated every day. What you need to tell your kids is, hey, son, you go to school, don't buy the bull crap, and you come home. But let me tell you something. It's just sickening that they're trying to, oh, we're gonna go after your parents. You try to speak up at the school district. Have fun. We got your number, pal. We're giving it to the FBI. You're threatening us. You work for me there. The school district and the teachers need to remember they work for us. It's okay. It's okay to stand up. It's okay to stand up. It is. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. FBI investigating fake email sent from official FBI account to 100,000 inboxes. Yeah. Oh, don't worry, folks. The vaccine is safe. Don't worry, folks. It's FDA approved. It's a government entity. Don't worry. The FBI is safe, even though fake emails were sent from an official account. Don't worry. Trust the government. No, thank you. I don't trust the government. Never have, never will. I guess I'm like the 1% that's never trusted my government, ever. I mean, call me whatever you want to. Just don't call me late for dinner. But I've never trusted my government. Never have. Got about 29 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you're listening around the world. But I've never trusted my government. Never. Sorry, folks. If you have, that's your problem. It's okay, though. It's okay. Just be a smart shopper and try to find the coupons. Try to find the items in the store that match a coupon. It'd be like that Jenga, you know, find, like where you have to pull the pieces out and hope the thing don't tip over, you know. You go to the store and you're trying, it's like a puzzle piece, you know, okay, let me see here. Let's see if I can find, I got 3 coupons. Let's see if these items are in the store. That's all I could find, 3 coupons. Well, I mean, the other coupons were non-food items, and I haven't eaten in 3 days because our grocery store didn't have food. But don't worry, there's no food in the grocery stores because people are eating. Because it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Everyone's eating all the food, that's why. The whole nation's turned into competitive eaters. That's why there's no food in the stores. But it's okay, don't worry, folks. Oh, that $75 cost to put a quarter of a tank of gas in your car, yeah, like 2 gallons. Well, that's because everyone's going everywhere. It's great. Don't worry. We'll have $75 gallon gas. Don't worry. We'll pay you $12 an hour. Honk the horn. We'll pay you $12 an hour. Trust me. It's a government agency. It's the FBI. What could go wrong except for fake emails being sent from an official account to 100,000 inboxes? They're a government agency. Trust me. Biden's on it, man. He's going to fix it. It's okay, folks. This is an ongoing situation, and we are not able to provide any additional information at this time. The statement continues because this is an ongoing investigation and stuff, because they want to know how this secure government agency called the FBI can have such a blunder. I mean, if anyone actually looks at this and doesn't go, wow, I mean, this is, how could this, I mean, something like this, I'd be surprised if something like this didn't happen. Quite frankly, I mean, the way this country is, I mean, I'm serious. I'd be like, this. But here's the thing. Here's my thing. It only went to 100,000 inboxes. That's it. I thought the breach would be bigger than that, you know. But that's just me. I'm one of those people that when you have situations that come up with the government and like this happened or that happened or this happened, I'm always like, it was that small? Huh. It's going to be interesting. How people move forward with all this. And because it's like, you know, it's like when you see how bad things are, you know, like with the FBI and those 100,000 emails, the inboxes, you know, with these fake emails, and oh, that should warn you right there, okay? Look at how many prescriptions you see on the news, like with these attorneys. Hi, we're MedLaw. That's all we deal with. For over 40 years, we have done nothing but law regarding faulty medications. We have over 75 medications that you could be getting compensated for. You know, like I have a bunch of friends that would post, did you take the COVID-19 vaccine? You might be entitled to money. And it was kind of a joke based off of the prescriptions. But you can't be entitled to money because vaccines, the pharmaceutical companies are not liable for any damage. So pretty much if you get sick or have a permanent issue from a vaccine, you're basically stuck with it for life. And if you can afford to pay for it, yep, if not, then you're screwed. But this is really, really tragic, folks. Nine-year-old Ezra Blount dies from asteroid injuries, bringing the death toll to 10. The death toll from rapper Travis Scott's November 5th performance at AstroWorld Music Festival in Houston, Texas has risen to 10 after a 9-year-old boy who was trampled at the event dies from his injuries. Last week, Ezra's father, Tristan Blount, told ABC 13 that his son was a fan of the rapper, saying he was so stoked to attend the concert. And the guy is supposedly a devout Satanist, and they believe this was intentional, these deaths. Blount reportedly held Ezra high on the shoulders as the countdown began to Scott's performance. He stayed towards the back of the crowd because he thought that area would be more calm. But the stampede hit as soon as the rapper took the stage. The boy's father then reportedly lost consciousness, and Ezra fell to the ground where he was trampled on by partygoers. It's sad. And he was like, you know, I'm not ready to lose my boy who was on life support. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. When there were people, like, they were literally like, yo, stop the show. You have people dead. And he just kept going, like. I mean, this is, and I really do hope that he is looking at charges. I don't know. Who would go, I mean, with that kind of incident, I don't know who would go to a show. I wouldn't go. You couldn't pay me, but you know, I'm a Christian, so. It's just sad, this, the way this world's come. It's just the crazy world we live in. This is how bad this world is getting. Kamala Snubb, at a White House event, announcer says Heather. What is it? Heather Kirkenbach instead of as Kamala Harris takes the stage. Please welcome to the stage Heather Kirkenbach. I'm like, I had to hear that like twice. I'm like, no, this is not stage. This is real. This is not like made up. This is, I mean, it's, I've heard that there's a big rift going between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. But, like, Heather Kirkenbach. Oh, I'd just love to go through. Hey, Heather Kirkenbach, how you doing? That's just too funny. It is. But what do you know? This is what's funny. I mean, this is how crazy this world is. Because, I mean, you got them not even saying the Heather Kirkenbach. They're not even saying Kamala Harris's name right. They're trying to explain away massive inflation in gas prices. You got the prosecutor where there's photos that basically show him with an AR-15 with his finger on the trigger. It shouldn't be loaded at all in the courthouse, but it doesn't, it does not matter. I was always taught if you're field stripping a cigarette, field stripping a gun, always consider it loaded, even if you got the chamber, any part of it. Like, I don't even have my finger on the trigger, and like, you need to point the gun down. Because there are people that, what if something happens and the bullet goes out of it no matter what? I've been to several gun shops that have like a gun jar, like a bullet jar. There's no bullet in the chamber, and when they cock it back, a bullet flies out. You know. But it's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. He's the prosecutor. He put the finger in the trigger because that's not how you do it. I've seen photos that they mock when a kid had an AR-15, and when you look at the photo, his finger is not on the trigger. It's straight. It takes me half a second to pull that trigger from my finger being straight down. But it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. I don't know anything. This guy has to be guilty, even though the evidence doesn't prove it. I would love to know, from an attorney standpoint, when it's 100%, like, the guy did it, 100%. Like, it's self-defense 1,000,000%. How you deal with that? How do you try to convince a jury of a guy that's innocent when it's 100% guilty or vice versa? Like with Ritterhouse, he is 100% innocent. It's not even funny, but... You know, it's like it's 100% self-defense evidence. I don't know how they can go any other way with this, but I just feel sorry for the town, because there's so many people that they don't care. Kyle Ritterhouse should be prosecuted to the fullest extent, hung, whatever, electric chair, you know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see moving forward what happens and where we go with this. But, you know, because they try to mock, you know, and when you see all these, like these memes of LeBron James crying, but old Ritterhouse, oh, it's all fake, it's not real, it's fake. See you threatened with your life and having to pull the trigger. It's sad. Got about, like 14 minutes left in the program. About 13 minutes, but thank you so much for tuning in. It's just sad. The way this world is, you got a satanic rapper that's sitting there that's like, people are dying. He's like, whatever. Like, keep dying. Can't stop the show. It's just sad. You know, you can tell it's the end of times, and it's getting really near when bad is good and good is bad. When people that are good are treated bad. When they memorialize sinners and murderers, but when someone justifiably kills, how dare he? I wonder how things should go. They'll have their day. They'll have their, we all will. We all fall short of the glory of God. We will all have our judgment. We will all be judged by every single word that we have spoken. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of. And I do see America waking up and the world waking up and saying, not today, Satan, not today. If you stand up for something, okay, well, what are gonna, if 10 people are going to lose their jobs because of the mandate and they say, okay, bye-bye, we're not getting the shot, and they will start walking out, guess what? Are they going to potentially lose 10 employees, or are they going to say, screw it, we're going to keep you? They'll probably keep you. If you stand together, unless you work with a bunch of people that are like so paranoid, like, I've got 35 masks on, and I'm social distancing 12 feet, and I've got 4 vaccines in me, and 3 booster shots. I can't move my arm or anything because it's permanently deformed now, but I won't die from COVID. You know, when you stand up, when you stand for something, it's amazing. Because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Now I want to get on to some Premier League news. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you haven't heard, Manchester United have selected as their new manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Wah, wah, wah. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Ollie's going to always hit the wheel. Don't worry. Any other club would have sacked him, but, oh, we got owners. And guess what they did? Oh, they put out some bogus holes, some sharing thing, whatever. Yeah, they got some sort of like, well, you can buy shares. You can have a stake in Manchester United. But if it's under 50%, then you don't have any type of say in what goes on. They're just going to try to take your money. Like they're doing this club and bleeding it dry. Don't you know that if they actually got a great manager, they got a good manager, it's amazing. Yeah, my wife just tried to call me. But it's amazing. It'd be amazing how much more money they could bring in if they actually invested in the club. And that's the thing. They could bring so much more money in. See, they don't want to bring a Zidane in there. They're not going to bring in anyone that's going to demand that's going to be competent. I know. I really think Zidane is. He wants a breather. He goes, I got money. I want to relax. I just want to enjoy my life for a little bit. And I really think in a couple of years he wants to take over the French job, and I think he would do a fine job at it. But my point is, they don't want to bring anyone like a container that's going to demand, okay, I want to direct your football. This is what I demand. They want someone that's just going to sit there and let the cow milk them dry. I can't speak up. I hope if we get like a Brendan Rodgers, we get someone in there that, and I'll be the first one to like, hey, if you want to take this job, I want whoever takes the next Manchester United job, I'm going to get on their Twitter feed and I'm going to be running And I hope we need to, as a club, write them and say, hey, you need to stand up and say you want a director of football. You want to, this is, and you demand stuff, okay? If I'm going to take this job, and if they don't give you the job, and you say you want X, Y, and Z to happen, and they won't do it, when you leave, you walk out and say, okay, hey, I turned down the job because X, Y, and Z. And that's what you need to do. But, I mean, that's the problem. That's why they won't get us with Dan or Conte. And they're going to go with, like, a Brendan Rodgers because I think he'll just comply. Okay, what I'm the manager of United. This is what we're going to do. I'm just going to go with the, instead of, you know, you get a Zidane in there, if he was wanting to come, which I don't think right now he wants to manage, he would demand, I want a director of football. I want people, you know. I mean, you get Ten Hag from, you know, Ten Hag is amazing. But he's got, at Ajax, a huge support staff. He's got tons of, he's got people, he's got actual people above him. Not today, Satan. Nope. And he's happy where he is. I wonder if they've wanted to try. I wonder if they've looked into a couple managers. Well, Conte said he would have come in a heartbeat, but they don't want to have a guy that's going to tell them what time it is. And it's sad because we're going to go back to the crap show, and it looks like we're going to be with Ollie till the end of the year, more likely. I just wonder how many players are going to try to say I want out come January, and I hope a bunch of them do. I hope like six or seven of the players say I want out. I'm done. I want out. I mean, we're tired of the favoritism. We're tired of mixed red. We're tired of the crap. Okay, well, we're not an attacking side, so we're going to try to park the bus by doing five in the back. It's sad, folks. It's sad what United has turned into. That they don't care about the heritage. They don't care about the tradition. They don't care. They're just trying to milk the club for every dime they can. They're not trying to. They bought it on debt. They still have debt. They don't care. It's just sad. Let's bring in Ronaldo, not because he's going to win, but just because he'll sell shirts. See, what happened and what got me is I'm not a fan, and I've said this before, I'm not a fan of, because it's never worked. If anyone can tell me a situation where an interim manager was given the job and he worked and it worked out, the whole point of an interim manager is just to cover for like a couple months or 3 or 4 months until they get the person that's going to take the club over full time. And every time they've had clubs like Chelsea and stuff that have done it, and he's dominating as the interim, and as soon as he becomes a full-time manager, he tanks, and they go in the toilet in like 3 months after he's named the full-time manager. It's like, okay, sacked. But that's, you know, it's like, okay, if you're going to take Ollie full-time, wait till the end of the season to see exactly what he ends up doing. So you know who the manager is that you're actually getting. That's what I hate, all these fake rumors that Manchester United are in talks with Zinedine Zidane and this and that and all these French outlets. I've a lot of people from what I've heard, Zidane is loving just having some time away. Now, maybe, like, in May, he come in, but I think he wants the French national team job, and that would have to be after the World Cups. You wonder if they've actually tried to find a replacement for him, and they just, no one's, you know, kind of like, hey, the couple we found, well, they could have gotten Conte, so that's not really an excuse, but I don't know, it sickens me because the people, it's like the people that are owning Manchester United, they're crap. They're just utter crap. And they're just flushing the club down the toilet. It's sad because it's the club that I've supported my whole life. And I guess it just annoys that piss out of me because I kind of liked the NFL a little bit, but then that went in the toilet. I kind of liked some sport. I kind of watched the NBA here or there, then they've gone in the toilet. NASCAR, that's liberal woke. The Lord help them. They need help. That place, that's gone in the toilet. It's sad. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. We hope you feel a part of it. And thank you for listening wherever you are around the world, whatever time it is. I got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. Thank you so much. And remember, folks, if you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. Speak out while you can, while you have a voice. Say, hey, I'm not getting this. I'm not doing that. I support everyone in this place that has the shot, but I'm not getting it. Remember, folks, with a firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.